Rehearse, rehearse, rehearse. That's a mantra heard this week as the military and state and county managers across Washington practice for a magnitude 9 earthquake. The Washington National Guard, joined by officers from Oregon and Idaho, are preparing for a massive military relief effort. Correspondent Tom Bonsi tagged along for a day.
In the megaquake scenario this exercise simulates, the Washington coast is completely cut off by landslides, collapsed bridges, and buckled roads. Helicopters, like this National Guard Blackhawk I'm riding in now, might be the only way to get around. More of them will be needed, though. And that's why the Assistant Adjutant General of the Idaho Army National Guard is here.
Well, I'm going to have to go back and say, look, they're going to really need a lot of help.
That's Brigadier General John Goodale from Boise.
When you see what a Cascadia event, the earthquake, would do to the state of Washington, that was probably the most eye-opening thing I saw.
Goodale says if the electric grid also goes down on a wide scale, the Boise airport might even be an initial staging ground to funnel relief to Washington and Oregon. The military's response plan for a magnitude 9 earthquake envisions a massive national mobilization. Adjutant General Brett Dougherty leads the Washington National Guard.
Our estimates right now are somewhere between 50 to 80,000 potentially to have to show up over here to really help get things put back together.
In this week's disaster simulation called Evergreen Tremor, a lot of military assets were deployed merely on computer screens. Dougherty says a much larger exercise is planned next year. In it, Navy, Army, and National Guard units from multiple states will physically deploy in response to a pretend Cascadia megaquake. I'm Tom Bonsi in Shelton, Washington.